This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450 free as we launch into the third hour of the program. Whether it's depression, which we've discussed, or panhandling, freedom of speech, 855-450 free is the number. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson.
Let's go right to the phones and the fun. Then we'll talk about the guy burning the flag. I totally spaced on the last end of the last hour and what we were going to talk about. But dude got arrested in Illinois for setting a flag ablaze. It's the top story on our website right now, which you can go to and vote on over at freetalklive.com. Submit your own suggestions for stuff for us to talk about. But, of course, the best way to get...
Yeah, I bet the caller has something cool. Like, you suggested that we'd be talking about something cool, and I bet that's what the caller has for us.
I think it's pretty cool. Somebody burns a flag, actually, even though it's technically hot. But let's go to George. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Okay, well, somebody burning a flag's not cool because my dad was like a lifer in the Air Force, and I grew up on military bases, and these idiots... around here, and I was born in Texas, but I live in Georgia now. But anybody that turns a flag upside down like these idiots are doing it around here, if you don't like it, then vote, okay? But
then vote? What good has voting ever done?
No. I mean, if everybody, like I've been telling my sons for the last 20 years, if it says incumbent, if you don't like it, vote against them. Even if you don't know what, and then if the whole country did that, if it said incumbent, there's only two parties, okay? So if you voted against the incumbents in both parties, maybe they'd wake up. But anybody that would burn the American
flag... Doesn't seem like it.
No, when you turn a flag upside down, that's a sign of surrender, okay?
What if you turn the flag upside down and then burn it?
I thought it was a sign of distress.
No. When you turn a flag upside...
I thought the white flag was a sign of surrender.
I'm 60 years old, okay? And I grew up on a military bases till I was 16, and I've worked in nuclear plants, and I've done... I'm a patriot, okay? But these people, they don't understand.
Well, according to USAFlagSupply.com, the upside-down flag is a officially recognized signal of distress, sir.
Yes, it is. But when you turn it upside down and then burn it, okay.
Well, what does it matter whether you turn it upside down before you burn it or you burn it right side up? I mean, it's going to be equally offensive.
When they're flying them upside down with a rebel flag next to them in their truck. In Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. That is really messed up. Okay?
So what, do you got a problem with the South rising again?
No, I have a problem with people not understanding how to fix it instead of just griping and complaining instead of trying to fix it, you know?
Look, man, a lot of people have tried voting their way out of this problem, and it hasn't made a damn bit of difference. You're going to be voting for a scumbag one versus scumbag two. What's it matter?
Oh, yeah, we have no choice this year.
Well, then there you go. So set the damn flag on fire. Isn't the experiment over at this point? I mean, why bother holding on to this? Why bother holding on to the vestiges of the failed experiment?
What are we going to do? Are we going to drive all our tractors up to Washington?
How long have you been listening to this program? Have you heard of the Free State Project?
I don't know if we want this guy to come to the Free State Project.
Really. I mean, I've tried to call in like twice, okay?
Okay.
I've tried to call in twice. And
once was earlier tonight.
No. This is like 2 weeks ago and then 2 weeks before that.
Gotcha.
But what we need to do is take America back, okay?
Huh? How are you going to do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the First Amendment.
First of all, who's we? You said what we need to do. Who is we?
We are true American patriots that want our country back.
What does it mean?
So Hillary voters, then.
What is it? What does it mean to you to be a patriot?
Wait a minute. I'm talking free thinkers. Okay.
Free thinkers.
So Bernie Sanders supporters is what you mean then? They're very free thinkers because they're not inside of the system.
No, the Ben Franklins of the world. My dad was a true patriot. Okay, and I was raised that way. He lied about his age and went in the military when he was 16.
That poor bastard.
He had to because we were starving. His folks were starving. And he was the youngest E-9 ever in the whole military Air Force. I got a picture of him with John F. Kennedy. He flew around Greenland 72 hours straight waiting to drop an H-bomb on Cuba. And I'm 60 years old right now. I am a true American.
What do you mean when you say a patriot? What does it mean to be a true patriot?
A true patriot is to mean to realize the American dream of God was...
Somebody yelling at you? Okay, so I had to hit the dump button there. Sounded like the girlfriend or the wife was...
Hey!
So, let's recap what happened there for listeners who weren't on our internet feed.
I'm on the radio.
Right, so somebody yells, hey, he says, I'm on the radio, and then she says, I don't give an S, and I had to hit the dump button on that. So I apologize about that there, buddy. I really did want to hear what his explanation of a true patriot was. I guess
she
was
apparently
mad.
It's tolerating. Maybe she didn't like that he's a true patriot.
Who knows what she wanted. I would have loved to have kept it listening to that conversation.
His voice reminded me, have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
I have, but it's been a few years.
Well, that one guy is like, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? If you didn't have to work or whatever. I don't know. I think I'd do two chicks at the same time. He sounded like that guy.
There's probably more baggage there than you'd want to deal with. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But let's talk a little bit more about what George there had to say before we go on, because there are other people who want to comment. The idea of this true patriot, right. Vote your way out of the problem. If we all just vote against the incumbents, then that'll solve
so
everything.
Ridiculous.
Don't burn the flag.
Same cliche.
It is cliche.
Yeah.
But what do you say to somebody like that?
I don't know.
I mean, he probably really likes the idea of America. He
right.
probably likes the idea of freedom and is frustrated, I'm sure, by a lot of the things the government does. But there's still some sort of thing there that these people hold on to, the idea that the idea of America is somehow tied to its government or the governmental system, when really the government's the problem with America. The government is what's stealing from you, what's raping, you know, I guess not physically, but they're raping people in other countries, like the U.S. military in some cases.
Right.
But what's destroying people's innocent lives around the globe, destroying innocent lives here in the United States, taxing you to death, regulating your business out of business, what is it that they do exactly, or what is it that they, let's say they don't do, what is it you think they should be doing that makes them worth keeping around and trying to manipulate and trying to get your people elected to it? What's the value in the federal government? I don't know what it is. I don't think there is any. I think that it's a huge albatross around all of our collective necks that is pulling us down and drowning the freedom out of this country. It is the largest anti-freedom force in the world.
Have you ever seen, there's like a YouTube video that's where it's like government is explained or attempted to be explained to an alien?
I think I have seen
it. Yeah, that's just a really good one.
Is that Molyneux? Stephon Molyneux?
No. It's some animation group or whatever.
So,
computer animated.
I don't think burning a flag is going to end the state or anything like that, but it is a form of speech. It should be protected. It may be offensive, but that's the whole point of freedom of speech, is that offensive speech is what needs to be protected. Nobody needs to protect the people waving the flags. That doesn't offend anybody. So we'll tell you more about this young man. He was arrested just recently in Illinois on felony flag-burning charges for burning a flag. We'll tell you about him here in moments. Phone calls, your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to them next. In fact, the phones are blowing up. People have comments. We will share them with you. Who was the man who protested this 4th of July weekend by burning an American flag, was arrested on felony charges in Illinois? I don't think there needs to be any kind of criminal charge for burning a flag. I mean, if you want to say somebody burned something in an unsafe manner, then that's one thing. You know, if they lit a park on fire with their burning flag, then that would be an issue. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is LRN.FM. So feel free to call in, bring up anything's on your mind. And if you are looking to do something later on this summer that's a lot of fun, well, check out the Hemp Fest in New Hampshire, nhhempfest.com. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event. It's August 25th through the 28th, happening at Rogers Campground, probably the most beautiful campground that you may ever experience. It's a pretty amazing view to be at Rogers. They're right there nestled in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's an incredible campground. We've been there a number of times in the past for a different festival. This year, it's our first time at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be cool to broadcast to a different community. NHHempFest.com. You do need the VIP ticket in order to be able to watch us broadcast live, but it's really not that much more expensive for VIP. However, even if you can't afford that, you'll still get to meet us because we'll be hanging out there at HempFest all weekend long. So we look forward to seeing you August 25th through the 28th. It's a Thursday through a Sunday, nhhempfest.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, we've got Steve in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hey, Steve. You're listening via Facebook, by the way. Go ahead.
I am, and I just saw a question on there. Did you beat your depression? And I did. My story.
Really?
Yeah, my story is very short. CPAP.
Say what?
CPAP.
What is that, CPAP?
Continuous positive airway pressure.
Huh.
I had sleep apnea. I went to saw 7 doctors over 6 years. They all diagnosed me with depression and anxiety, and they were all wrong. I had sleep apnea. All I did was get a CPAP machine, and, man, I started healing in a hurry. I've been using it 11 years now, no more depression.
So,
interesting.
Talk a little about the CPAP machine, because, you know, I've heard of them.
What does it do?
You know, it like blows air down your throat, essentially, while you're sleeping.
Yeah, do you know what obstructive sleep apnea is?
I do not.
Yeah. It's when you sleep, your airway collapses, and you stop breathing.
Yikes.
And this was happening to me an average of 57 times an hour.
Here. Wow. Whoa.
You
basically couldn't sleep.
Well, you thought you were sleeping. You have to wake up every time to start breathing again. Your body won't breathe again unless you wake up and get it started.
Wow.
But you're not usually aware that you're waking up because you're so tired. You know, as soon as you take a breath, you immediately fall back asleep, and you're not aware the next
right.
time you woke
okay.
up that many times. And this is not, now that is a severe case, but it's very, very common to have a severe case. I've got friends that were stopping breathing over 100 times an hour.
So you would wake up.
I'm a typical case. Is what I'm trying to get across.
Okay. All right.
And
so
I know many people that like me were diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and given SSRIs and went on for years, and that wasn't what was wrong with them at all.
Wow.
I know people that were diagnosed, that have been diagnosed with PTSD.
How did you end up figuring out that this was the sleep apnea thing?
Well, internet.
Wow.
So what's it like to, because I feel like if I were to have to wear one of these things, I would have a much harder time sleeping. It seems like something that would be very uncomfortable to wear all night. Like, what's that like?
Well, you just said you would have a harder time sleeping. Remember, I was stopping breathing an average of
right.
57 times an hour, and I was awakening at 57 times an hour.
Yeah, it sounds like that
so
would help. I mean, even if it was...
How does it get any worse than that?
Right. Right.
Even if the thing's uncomfortable to wear, at least you're going to fall asleep in it.
Right.
Well, stay asleep.
For me, it's a mindset thing.
Mm-hmm.
The discomfort is in your mind. There's nobody cutting you with a knife. There's nobody shooting you with a gun. There was nobody punching you in your face. The discomfort is in your mind.
How fast after you got this device, the CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure device, how fast did that solve your problem?
Let me say after I've... now you're getting into a long story. because I went to a sleep lab and a doctor who didn't get the pressure set right.
Okay.
You go through a process called titration where they set the pressure for you. And the objective is to set a low pressure that still treats you. You don't want to set a high pressure because, you know, there's more possibility of discomfort if you have a high pressure. So they want to titrate you in a sleep lab while you're sleeping to the lowest pressure that they really don't say the lowest pressure, but a low pressure that treats your condition. And the sleep lab I went to just totally blew the titration. And in the meantime, I found out that's very common. It's hard to get you titrated properly because you're sleeping in a sleep lab and you're not sleeping.
So once they got the settings correct, how long
was it? They didn't get the settings correct. I had to go on the internet and I actually had to.
Man, this medical establishment's really failing you. I mean, like, you found out that this was a possibility from the internet. You went ahead with the treatment and then you had to get the settings from the internet?
I had to go back to the internet and find out how to set myself properly and that took some weeks to get done properly. I had to get a new machine because the doctor had prescribed the wrong kind of machine.
Jeez.
Effects did you find from this? Like, you know, obviously
you got it working,
cured depression, but did you like lose weight? Did you have more energy? Like, what kind of things happened for you?
Well, let me throw a question back to you. What kind of energy do you think I had before
nothing.
I got the machine?
Yeah. I would guess very, very bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. Plus I had all the symptoms of dementia, early stage dementia.
Wow.
Memory was shot. I mean, when you don't breathe,
if you don't sleep, you don't, I mean, you're not sane.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, I mean, you guys know how they drove, how they treated prisoners of war in, WW2 to get them to talk. They deprived them of their sleep.
Oh, yeah, it's an age-old technique. Steve, I really appreciate your story tonight, and I'm glad it worked out for you. Congratulations on figuring it out on your own. Thanks with the help of the internet.
Can I throw out a punch for the website to save my life?
Yeah, sure, dude. Go for it.
It's CPAPtalk.com.
CPAPtalk.com. Thanks, Steve, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Maybe there's other people out there who have tried. Treatment. It's not working. Well, try something different.
I mean, I'm the reason why this kind of interests me is because I'm a heavy snorer, which is can be a sign of sleep apnea. So, you know, that's one of those things that I've always come out interested. Like, you know, could I try one of these CPAP machines? Would it help me? I don't know. You know, could it?
Are they expensive? I wonder.
I don't think that they're that expensive. I think you can get one because all it is just a battery powered device that blows
air.
Yeah.
At a certain pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking here. CPAP machine, $189, $109. Yeah. Not very expensive. $50 or $500 maybe on the high end or something.
Right, right, yeah. It'll last a while.
Yeah, if that can get you to go to sleep, then it's worth every penny. You know,
right. I don't feel like I have a problem sleeping, but maybe I'm waking up and not knowing it, you said. But, you know, I don't know.
855-453. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Looking for an hour and a half long feature-length documentary film that loves the ideas of liberty and civil disobedience? Well, look no further. Because, well, there's probably nothing else like this one. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. And if there is another movie like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, I'd love to hear about it so I can check it out. Victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it for free online. So we're going to talk about the disobedience of burning a flag here in moments. But first, Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Ian, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, you know, Daryl, when we left last time with Daryl, he was saying about he looked it up. Now, I had a talk.
Looked what up?
The open carry, quote, ordinance. See, I just had a long talk with the congressman's office today, and they got real nervy with me, and I know them well. See, I'm all over this, Ian.
What are you all over?
I'm all over this ordinance because it's unconstitutional.
Okay.
It goes
and the ordinance says what?
This is the one that says you have to have a carry permit in Philadelphia to carry a firearm as opposed to the rest of the Commonwealth. Stress the word Commonwealth, something that the State Department says does not exist. I know Daryl spent time in Pennsylvania. It exists. I lived here my whole life. And honestly, Ian, I'm into all kinds of stuff, civil rights, various kinds of things. Just you never heard from me, but I'm around here.
Well, you know, welcome.
I'm going to be. Yeah.
So, what is your plan? Are you going to try to overturn this ordinance?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I heard a lot of weird stuff out of the state, out of the state guys in the congressman's office. Stuff like, first of all, I'm a Jeffersonian. I like to hear that I don't exist, by the way, except in history books. That's okay. They say the Commonwealth doesn't exist either, it says the State Department. Now, as far as the whole thing with when you Googled it, Joseph Goebbels said, and you could probably quote this better than me, the big lie. That's what's going on here. This is not a law. One thing that did not happen is something that needs to happen. An amendment to the Constitution of the Commonwealth, just like the one with the primaries, when the I said no, of course, to abolish traffic court in Philly. That has
See,
to
one of the problems, Ricky, your new caller to the show is you're like jumbled. You're all over the place with the things that that you're saying. It may make sense
with that. You just don't understand.
It may make sense in your mind, but Johnson, are you following what Ricky's trying to say here? No, he's all over the place.
No, There needs to be their votes when those survey questions.
I want you to pay close attention,
Johnson. Overwhelming amount for them to do what they did in Philly. That's an ordinance. That came right from the congressman. They were very unhappy talking to me today with what I had to say because they know that I'm going to be bringing this to the governor.
Well, what good is that going to do? This is a town ordinance. The governor can't do anything about that.
You don't understand. It's the Commonwealth. They cannot enact something like that. And the soda tax. That soda tax. See, what happened in here is the special interest groups did both. I've been able to trace this from coming out of various states, and I was just...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I can follow what you're saying here. You're saying that the city of Philadelphia can't do what they did, but they did do it, so how are you going to hold them accountable for it?
The biggest lie what Goebbels says, if Joseph Goebbels says if you tell a lie big enough, and if you repeat it enough, eventually people will believe it.
That's right. Yeah.
I saw this happen here with seatbelt laws. Under Corbett, and they've been voluntary until this day. That's a crock of crap with that stuff that the driver has to wear a seatbelt.
You're saying that's not an actual state statute. That's just a suggestion.
It's real weird if you read it from the DMV. In fact, all of my life, it was nothing. I saw this happened under Corbett. That's how they got to do it. If enough people believe it, they can get them to push that button on the surveys, and then they can pass it, okay, because they need the people to do that. See, the Commonwealth is not like, you see, you in New Hampshire there, you're trying to secede. We don't have to secede. We're not part of the union.
Well, then this is a new theory. I've not heard this one before. So are you saying that all commonwealths – hold on. Are you saying that all commonwealths are not part of the United States government?
Correct. You want to know who they are part of?
What's that?
It goes back to ancient Rome, okay, when Rome fell and the founding fathers migrated. See, myself, I would be considered a Democratic Republican. I'll tell you what's more important in 1776. 1791, when Jefferson created the Democratic Republican.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'd just like to register that here. Johnson, how you doing over there?
Yeah, I'm lost. But,
we tried.
You guys are lost? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I totally don't understand what you're saying. Good luck, though, Ricky. I hope it works out. Toll-free number, 855-453.
I got to be honest, though. I glaze over a little bit when you get into all the intricacies of the law stuff. I'm just not one of those guys.
He didn't even really get into it, though.
No, I know. But
he can't even keep a straight thought coming out for more than three
people
sentences.
People start talking to you about the Commonwealth and it's maritime law and, you get into all the details of, and I'm done. I'm not involved.
Maybe
I don't
you're
get involved
just stupid.
In that.
Johnson,
maybe whatever. Certainly no. I mean, when it comes to the government stuff, yeah, absolutely. Because I feel like I just glaze over. I'm done. I don't want to be involved in that stuff. I mean, there are a lot of activists that do get involved in that. You know, like the ones that are going to run for office and they're going to, they're going to write a bill and change a law, and you're going to get involved in the details. I mean, some people are like details about specific issues. I don't care. I'm interested in the philosophy of liberty, and that's it. That's where my involvement generally stops.
You know, as far as the courtroom stuff is concerned, if someone could actually prove their case when they have these theories, yeah. I'd love to see the evidence for it, but they never have it. They never actually have any evidence for their proof that they're the claim that they're making.
I mean, I'll say on this, like, you get way more involved in this than I do. You know, Daryl's really good about knowing this information, but me, I can't do it. You know, reading all that stuff just drives me up a wall. I just, you know, it's like
I'm willing to entertain it for the sake of trying to understand the person and trying to get an idea for where they're coming from. But sometimes it's just too jumbled, too confusing, too. And I mean, you're not stupid. I was joking there. You're a really bright guy.
No, but I mean, certainly I get stupid, but it's like I don't want to pay attention to this stuff. Yeah. You know, it's like a kid in class who's just bored and doesn't, you know, it's like, you know, they're not going to do well in the test if it's like you're not going to pay attention to the subject material.
Yeah, you've got to be interested in what is being said. And I just, if you can't put a thought together in a coherent manner that, you know, someone wants to pay attention to, they're never going to get past point A. They're never going to even understand and the basics of what you know, what you're trying to say. Right. So maybe I'm sure we'll hear from him again, and maybe he can try to put it together and maybe make some notes, because it seems like he's jumping around, and it's easy to jump around if you've got a lot going on in your brain, and he may be like really brilliant and maybe onto something, but he's got too much that he wants to explain all in one, you know, one breath. So talk show technique, little tip for you. Just go ahead and make some notes, put down some bullet points, and then stick to your bullet points when you're trying to talk to us.
Right.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Mark is in Nevada. He's listening to K-Talks. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello, guys. yes, the United States flag flown under a distress signal when it is flown upside down.
It is an right. That's what we were saying earlier. Yeah. Upside down flag is a distress signal.
So I didn't know what that guy was talking about. Also, a fun fact: our military bases in the United States and overseas, the flagpole posts an IRA flag.
The flagpole
does not go down under arms, meaning at the concrete base of the pole, there was a 1911 M1 45 caliber pistol, and at the ball, the top of the pole, there is a 45 round.
Is that true?
Yes, I was stationed in Germany for 4 years, and
they bury. Hold on. There's a gun in the base of a flagpole.
A 45 caliber, and it is.
That sounds unbelievable to me.
Embedded in concrete.
Okay, all right. If you got more, hang on, Mark. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you support the show, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please support us by becoming an amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up, and you get perks, of course. Perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. Get all the details over at AMP.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us because we invest your $5 a month into the show. We can use it to market Free Talk Live to other radio stations, to get on more stations. We've got 170-plus stations right now, coast-to-coast in the United States. We've got the satellite channels we told you about earlier. We've got internet audience as well. We can expand all of those with the AMP program. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. We appreciate it. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Mark, listening in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live, tuned to K-Talks. Hey, Mark.
Yes, you said to hold on, and I hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, here you are again, then. Did you have something else to say?
Yes, no post will go down on underarms because of the 45 in the concrete base of the flagpole and a 45 round at the ball cap.
See, so what was it? No posts will go down underarms? What does that mean?
Our military bases, here or overseas. It's something we did. It's a distress signal. I guess you could put it that way. If it is seized or taken over, but it's technical. And I was taught this in Germany when I was there 4 years. So it was just a fun fact, and just wanted.
Okay. So what? Just to clarify, what you're saying is, in your experience at military bases overseas, the U.S. flag has a 45 caliber 1911 buried or encased within the concrete base, and then a 45 caliber bullet at the top of the flagpole.
Yes.
And that means what exactly? What is the statement that you said? No what underarms?
No, not taken over underarms because it is technically is technically armed, or what they refer to as under arms, possession of a weapon.
I'm still confused at what that means. So you're saying that the base won't be taken over by other people? Who...
Well, if it's seized or taken over, there's a yes. We won't go down under arms because of the .45 and the caliber round at the top of the flagpoles.
Well, presumably they have more guns than just the .45 that's encased in the flagpole.
Well, it's a military. It's something the military's done.
It's some sort of symbolic thing. Is that what this is about?
Yeah, you know what? You could say that. It's symbolic. We were under arms when we were taken over.
All right. Well, I'm still confused. It's, you know, one of those weird military things. Maybe you had to be there or something like that. Was there more you wanted to share, Mark?
No, that's about it.
All
but
right.
I was stationed in Germany for 4 years in Germany on a U.S. post.
Did you actually see this happen? Did you see them put a .45 caliber gun into the concrete?
No. This I learned from manuals and was told.
It sounds false. I mean, if you haven't seen it actually happen, I suspect it's not true. But thank you for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. We'll see if we can learn more about that here. Apparently, let's see, quick search for .45 gun in flagpole. From Snopes.com, does the gold ball atop a military flagpole contain a match, a razor, and a bullet? So apparently there's different variants on this particular story. Let's see here. They talk about the importance of the flag in military culture. We're not surprised then to find the flag is the subject of legend, which brings together patriotism, horror, and whimsy, and a curious belief that celebrates the bravery of American soldiers while reminding all of the duty, blah, blah, blah. An oddly persistent bit of military lore asserts a small cache of items deemed necessary for protecting the flag during a last stand at an overrun military facility is secreted in the gold ball atop the flagpole or buried near the pole's base. The golden balls that top flagpoles are properly and obscurely styled finials, but have also come to be known on military bases as trucks. Their purpose is to ornament solid flagpoles and keep water out of hollow ones, and they can also serve to hold the pulleys through which rope halyards are run to raise and lower the flags. A number of military flagpoles were at one time topped with gold-colored eagles, but these proved impractical because these flags would become hopelessly entangled on them during high winds, so they switched to spheres. Flag defense items are not secreted in the finial or buried at the foot of the pole. Although the flag has great symbolic importance, defending the bases over which it flies from attacking forces has far more direct and practical importance, and it's hard to imagine any right-minded soldiers taking time away from their duty of repelling invaders to engage in ritualistic flag destruction. So they're saying no, that this is a false story, that there's nothing encased in the base or the top portion of the flag. What do you think, Johnson?
I mean, sounds reasonable. Why not? I mean, I don't think they would. I mean, even in concrete, somebody could break apart the concrete necessarily and get a gun. I mean,
if it were true.
If it were true.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Apparently.
Which makes sense.
Unless you actually encased the gun in the concrete yourself, this is probably a false claim. Toll free number 2.
Even if it were, you know, you could ultrasound it. You know, they have those
X-ray.
Yeah, echolocation they can find. They were like trying to find Jimmy Hoffa that way in some stadium.
The story is from Photography is Not a Crime, which is the one we've been teasing here about the flag being burned. An Illinois man who celebrated the 4th of July weekend by burning an American flag in protest against the United States was arrested on Monday as a reminder that freedom in this country is mostly a facade. The story coming from Carlos Miller. After all, the United States Supreme Court ruled decades ago that flag burning as a form of protest is protected by the First Amendment, that same constitutional act that also guarantees us free speech, including the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. You know, those things that Americans like to celebrate on the 4th of July while waving their Chinese-made American flags and setting off their Chinese-made fireworks. But as much as Americans like to celebrate freedom, many are oblivious to what it actually entails, because when Brighton Mellett posted photos of himself on Facebook showing him burning the American flag while voicing his displeasure with the United States, many Americans made death threats against him, and others simply called the cops on him.
So I was reading this story earlier, and kind of in response, I actually posted a video. There's a great clip. Yeah, Penn and Teller burn a flag in the White House.
I was watching it actually
from a show. It's
earlier.
Very well done. You know, I don't know exactly what show that came from, but
they actually burn an American flag.
Well, they do like a magic trick, but
they make you think they burn the American.
It's part of some sort of show, like some drama or cop show, like
it's a clip from
I think it's a clip from a show. Yeah.
I see,
but in this show, they're performing at like a White House dinner or something like that, and they perform a trick where they wrap a flag in the Bill of Rights and then light it on fire, and the Bill of Rights doesn't burn, but the flag does, but the flag just disappears. So there's a speech in this little video clip that's very good. I can't do it justice, so I'm not going to
say. A speech from Penn?
Yeah, just talking about like, well, did we actually burn a flag, or did the flag disappear in a flash of patriotic glory? it was like kind of.
Those guys are great.
Yeah.
So the Urbana police ended up arresting the young man on flag desecration, a felony in the state of Illinois that somehow is a law, despite the 1989 U.S. Supreme Court ruling Texas versus Johnson that made it clear that flag desecration is protected speech. Urbana police say they arrested him for his own safety, to protect him from those making threats against him, instead of arresting the ones actually making the threats, which of course happens to be an actual crime. After arresting Mellett on charges of flag desecration and disorderly conduct, Urbana police consulted with the state's attorney's office, who advised police to release him, even though he's still facing a court date. So what is it that Mellett said, along with his flag burning, that enraged the citizens and the police? Here's the quote. "I'm not proud to be an American. In this moment, being proud of my country is to ignore the atrocities committed against people of color, people living in poverty, people who identify as women, and against my own queer community on a daily basis. I would like to one day feel a sense of pride toward my nationality again, but too little progress has been made. Too many people still suffer at the hands of politicians influenced by special interests. Too many people are still being killed and brutalized by a police force plagued with authority complexes and racism. Too many people are allowed to be slaughtered for the sake of gun manufacturer profits. Too many Americans hold hate in their hearts in the name of their religion and for fear of others. And that's only to speak of domestic issues." So, doesn't sound like a libertarian necessarily.
No, it sounds a little like Bernie-ish, maybe.
But he's mad, and he should be able to burn his own damn flag if he wants to, because freedom. But we don't really have that anymore. So, he's right about that. It's been Ian and Johnson here tonight. Thanks for being here, dude. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com while we still have some semblance of free speech left on the radio.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.